Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say. Yes, this is one of my originals.
Okay.
Don't ever let your circumstances be an excuse for the way you treat people.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Some great life advice for your Monday there from John. Welcome.
Cop that, sincerity.
Taking you right through to 10 o'clock, Tom and Ollie. Hey, fun times Monday. Let's get
Man, huge show, Tom. I just broke my headphones just then. I made a big noise.
We'll wait.
I really stuffed it up.
Anyway,
Tom.
What a great
saying.
Momentum for our first show. Boom.
It's got a loose cord, I think. It's like static. Anyway.
Great.
Who cares?
I don't.
I do. Debt Collectors, Tom. Is a great one that we're proud to return to. We did it last week.
Can I play the opener?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Remind us.
Okay.
Where's my money?
Triple M's Tom and Ollie are...
Show me the money. Money.
The Debt Collectors.
I want my money, man.
My money, man.
Because it's good.
I believe last week we recovered about $80 of petrol money.
Exactly right. So in about an hour's time... We'll get your money back for you if someone owns it to you.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah.
You want to get into this? You got a boyfriend. You got a boyfriend.
Hang on. Well, what do you mean boyfriend?
Oh, don't mention that.
No. Oh. What are you doing? We're talking about my new car coming up.
Oh, what? You doing this?
I think so. I reckon.
Okay.
Here's what's going to be up next, Ollie. I know I've already said it, but just forget you've heard it. There's something new in my life, and no, it's not a boy. There's something new that I want in my life, and no, it's not a boy. And after this, I need your advice on this new thing.
Well, my headphones are boring, but your new thing in your life is good? Okay. Can we fix his headphones? Very staticky.
Well, yeah, you've killed all the momentum with your headphone chat. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Blister in the Sun, Violent Femmes, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Sure. How fun, Monday night. Can we do a better job of what we did before? Because let's be honest,
I think before was fine. Apart from the headphone bit.
No, in an air check, bosses would not like that.
What was bad about it?
In the feedback. There just was no point to what we did in the opener.
The whole point of the start of the opener is just to get the vibes going, have a good time.
Yeah, well, you killed it.
Say hello. And look, we've said hello. Yeah. And once again, hello again to our kind of newer listeners in Brisbane and Adelaide.
Do you have a shrine up soon? Because Ollie does, and it's weird. It's to do with his current girlfriend.
It's more of a joke, to be honest.
I don't know about that. Here's what I need advice on, Ollie. I have decided I am going to buy a brand new car.
Well, you're buying a pink Audi, are you? Or like a convertible, like our producer Bell's car, but in pink.
So my little bitchy gets has come to the end of its tether, I think. It's come to the end of the road, literally.
Well, it's been bullied so much that it can't drive anymore. It doesn't work anymore. It's got such low self-esteem as a car because it is a real little B-I-T-C-H of a car. It's like you see the car a lot on the road, the gets, and it's always an older lady. Isn't it? Almost always. And then you go, oh, it's Tom.
Okay. So it's up to its 200,000 kilometre mark. Thank you for getting me a job in Albury and driving up and down the Hume every day. But yeah, so it's reached the 200,000 kilometre mark. It's a 2007 gets. Bought it from my dad.
From your dad?
From my dad.
Not for your dad. Right. No, okay.
So dad sold me this car and it's now going to cost me $1,300 to get it serviced.
Did he know you were gay when he got you the car? Oh, was that like thanks for the car.
No.
While we're here, I am gay.
Sorry. So. No, Dad didn't buy it for me. Dad bought it for him as a city runabout.
Okay.
And then he decided he didn't want it anymore, so I bought it off him.
Okay. How much for?
$6,000.
You paid $6,000 for that car?
Isn't it ridiculous?
You loser. I paid $1,000 for my old mum's Subaru. My mum's old Subaru. Oh, also my old mum.
Yeah, but it's a Subaru, you know? It's a Subaru. That's different to a Hyundai gets from 2007.
A bit more cred. So you're going to buy a new car, but I heard you say brand new car. Do you mean you're going to buy a new car off the shelf, off the store?
Here's what I've been pondering across the weekend. I think I want to buy a brand new car. Now, I know...
It's a thing. People always say it, and it's obviously a fact.
This is why I bring it up, because...
Don't buy new cars.
Well, this is what the thing. Everybody keeps saying, don't buy a new car. You're an idiot. It loses value as soon as you drive another thing. And I go, yeah, but...
Tom, it loses value as soon as you leave the store.
Yeah, but so does okay? any product that you buy. If I bought a secondhand car and I drove it out, it would start losing value.
Why don't you buy a two-day-old car for about $3,000 less than you would have paid for it?
Brilliant.
So you came for that. So then where does it end?
No.
Why not buy a secondhand car that's 5 years old, that's half of value?
It doesn't have the features that I want.
What features do you want?
Apple CarPlay.
What even is that?
I need to complete the ecosystem,
Apple baby. CarPlay? Is that a thing? It's just Bluetooth, surely.
No, but it's got like a touchscreen where you can like...
Oh, and it's white. With a little white Apple symbol.
No, it's just the feature that I want.
You just love white stuff.
You know, it's got the eyesight technology in the Subaru that I want. The XV. I want the Subaru XV, possibly. I don't
you
know.
Want
I'm
a Subaru,
researching.
Mate, I've got a Subaru. Don't copy me. You're such a copycat.
So here's what I need advice on. I need to open the phones 133353. Should I buy a brand new car? I'm not a blokey bloke. I'm not a Triple M guy. However, I find myself broadcasting on this station.
I've already told you.
Should I buy a brand new car? I don't want to hear it from you.
Well,
you have no idea about cars.
No, I've got no idea. That's the one thing I do know, though.
Yeah, so I'm not going to trust you.
All right, fine.
I want to hear, should I buy a brand new car? 133353. If you're a rev head, if you're a car guy, give me a call. 133353.
Also, Tom, I reckon just any good car advice for you. You're in a vulnerable spot here.
Yeah.
Any quality car advice? You haven't got a dad who knows cars well.
He's
all
right.
Bit like me.
He just bought a 2007 Hyundai Getz. New. He bought that new as well.
Well, he's got no idea then. So
now it's worth $1,000.
Get some advice for Tom here because I reckon you need it, mate. And don't buy a new car.
Should I buy a brand new car?
Definitely not.
I want to. Give us a call. It's Tom and Ollie. It's Triple M. It's Epic, Faith No More. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. I hope you're having a good Monday night. Let's get the vibe back up. Woo!
Yeah, that's
what's
job, mate.
Your best insult without swearing? We'll ask you that pretty soon on 133353. But Ollie, just as Shannon Noll once said, you know, just as he said, I got a car. I don't have a car.
You do. You got a Hyundai. Hyundai gets.
Yeah, it's bitchy.
Yeah, so you're selling it.
I want to sell it. I don't think I want to sell it. I think it's more of a trade-in kind of job. It's going to cost me $1,300 to service, which is making me think I need a new car.
Send that car to the wreckers, mate, because no one wants it. Do you want a big black shiny car?
I would love a big black shiny car. Currently looking at the Subaru XV, but I'm open to all other dealerships and all other makes of cars.
BBS.
Love the idea of a small to medium-sized SUV. Yeah, I want to go camping.
You've heard an ad somewhere.
I want to put the family in the back. We go, you know, off-road.
Oh, okay. You've never gone off-road. You never go camping, and in fact.
But here's what I've heard, and here's all the advice I've been getting. It's never buy a brand new car.
Yep. Well, that's just a true thing. It's a truism, Tom. Yeah, it's a cliche. It's a truism.
I know, but you know what I'm like. I went on the website on the weekend, had a look at how much it is to finance, and I'm like, I'll just buy a new car.
What kind of prat are you that you can just throw away money when someone's told you, plain and simple,
man,
that's a waste of money?
It's not throwaway. You just put it yourself into a five-year loan. It's great.
It's still money. It's still that money's gone.
Well, Andrew, you've got an idea of what type of car I should buy on 133353.
Yeah, Toyota, most reliable car on the planet.
Okay.
You said you want a small SUV. You've got the CHR and the
RAV4.
CHR,
RAV4.
Yeah.
You know, my dad had a Hilux, the old 4x2 Hilux, done 600,000 Ks, just kept going, wouldn't die.
It's the highest selling car, the Hilux, last year, I heard.
Yes, it was. And Andrew, also, they hold their value.
Your dad's a real man, though, obviously.
Oh,
is he a trader?
No.
No. Okay. Well, maybe Tom could do it because you're a fake tradie, Tom.
I don't know if I could go a ute. I love a ute. I'd love the idea
Mate,
of a look of a ute.
Complete the look. But... You wear the work boots that you don't work in. You wear the shorts, the FXDs that you never use.
I've got my Saint Workwear top on today.
Mate, you're a fake tradie. Commit this to the look.
Andrew, do you know, though, should I buy a car brand new?
Yeah, I bought my, I say Toyota, but I bought a Ford Focus SD. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Brand new. Thing's perfect. So good. Buying a brand new car, it's good if you do your research and find ones that are going to hold their value
okay.
as well. Especially Toyota's one of the best cars for that.
How about Subi XV?
Yeah, no, I'm good, thanks.
Don't say Subi like you're across it.
Mate, I'm across cars. I'm a rev head at heart.
Do you know the car I have?
Yeah, the
Subaru.
The Holden Astra.
No, that I've got. Well, that's my old one.
Yeah.
The one I'm currently driving is a friend of mine.
Sorry, it's a friend of yours' car. You're borrowing it. It's not your car.
Yeah,
Stop saying it's your car.
I'm not claiming it. I'm just saying, if you know Subies, as you claim to, what am I driving?
Forester.
Outback.
Oh. That's a shame. Hey, Tim.
How you going, boys?
Good, mate. What do you reckon? Should I buy a brand new car? Is this a thing that people should do?
Why not get a demonstrator?
Oh.
And what does that mean?
You know, when you go to the showroom and they say, you want to go for a spin? They go, yeah, let's go for a drive.
Yeah.
And you take the car for a drive around the block or up the highway or home.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do with it. After so many Ks or whatever, they sell those cars.
Where do you get them?
From the dealers.
Okay.
So you can get them a few thousand dollars off and they still come with the full warranty and everything.
Okay.
It's from a dealer. Wow, it's full on.
So you still get, you know, the nice new car smell and all that sort of rubbish.
Okay. I like this. And so this is way better than buying a brand new car?
Well, if you're worried about losing a couple of grand when you drive out the showroom floor,
yeah,
it's already lost a couple of grand before you even buy it. So,
look, I'll pitch in here. I did buy a demonstrator fan once. It was $30 down from 32. So, and it worked fine.
Okay, so you okay.
If you extrapolate those numbers out, okay, you're making a saving.
That's a really good advice there, Ollie.
No
so you bought a pedestal fan.
Like a white fan with a white grill. Yep, just a standard one.
And you saved $2.
Yeah. I was annoyed at that. I thought I'd save more.
Yeah, you would think so.
But still got it. Still works.
Dusty, though, from the floor?
What?
Being used on the floor? Like, was it dusty?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. But clean it once. Good to go.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Good, mate. Thanks for your advice on 133353. Should I buy a brand new car? Is this something that people should do?
Tom, just go out and buy a car, mate. Don't listen to what anyone else has to say.
Yeah, I agree.
They're absolute idiots.
Yeah.
What?
You want to get a brand new car with a brand new car smell, brand new car warranty, brand new servicing, everything's brand new tyres.
Yeah.
Do what you want. The guy that said something about the demonstrator, look, that's a good idea. Problem is, I used to work at a car place for 10 years. And
so you're one of these salesmen?
No, I'm not a salesman, but I know the salesmen, some of them thrash the absolute bejesus out of them. So, you're going to get a car that's virtually being thrashed around, and car salesman idiot, so who knows what they've done in their car.
So, Alan, don't use common sense and save 5 or 10 grand. Just go to the shop and spend the money.
Mate, the only people who tell you not to buy a brand new car are idiots, because they want to buy a second-hand car that's been thrashed to the hilt.
Yeah.
It's probably had a Rico engine put in.
Exactly.
They've got a second car warranty. The engine probably needs to be replaced in about 2 years.
Yeah.
Mate, just go get a new car and enjoy life.
I'm with you, Alan. Just spend the cash, get the brand new car.
Why not?
While you're there, get a motorbike, get a new house. Midlife crisis complete.
Nah, lock yourself in for a loan for 5 years. Who cares?
Yeah, why not? You only live once or twice if you're a Hindu. But look, just go out and have fun. And if you drive past your mates with a second-hand car, changing their tyre and, you know, needing a tow, you can just give them the flip and the bird and just keep driving.
Boom. 133353. Should I buy a brand new car? Because I'm thinking of doing it now with Alan.
You've already heard it there first from Alan. Any more car advice for Tom?
Okay.
I mean, you have got some good advice here. Well, it's been quite varied. So really, we need some more clarifying advice as to which way to go for you. Because
I'm currently swaying towards the brand new car.
Of course you are. Yeah. You own every Apple product out there. You're the kind of guy who just buys stuff that you don't need.
So? 133353. Give us some car advice. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Lady Rider Dire Straits. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hope you're having a good Monday night. We'll ask if you've got a shrine, a weird love shrine very soon.
Or any shrine. Not just weird love shrines. Okay. I mean, love shrines are cool, but any shrine is okay.
Someone in this studio, though, has a love shrine.
Ooh.
And it ain't me.
Who is it?
You psycho. You're an absolute psycho.
Well, at least I'm not going to go out and waste 10 grand on a brand new car, Tom, because that's the advice that everyone gives you. And yet here you are flashing around your radio money like you're a king, even though I'm on the same wage as you. It's not much, bro.
Yeah, but I want to buy a brand new car. Yeah, let's drive! Let's drive, baby! Let's drive with a locked in of 5 years of debt.
Nothing like Shannon Noel to get you pumped up for the car.
You know? I just want to get a brand new, big, black, shiny car, as Shannon Noel would say.
Yeah, BBC.
Oh. Big, black.
BBSC.
BBSC is what you meant. I don't know what you were talking about with BBC.
British Broadcasting Company.
Exactly right. 133353, do you have any new car advice? I'm looking at buying a brand new car, and apparently that's not the right thing to do, is it, Ross?
No, you should buy a brand new car.
Yeah, baby!
And the reason why I say that is because my mate worked for Range Rover.
Yeah.
And we took a demo model. This car was worth $145,000.
Jeez, that's an expensive car.
And we took this down to Sussex Inlet and went bush bashing and bogged the car.
Yep.
We had scratches, a tree branch dropped from the top of the, obviously, and landed on the roof and dented the top of the car. And there was dirt all underneath it. And we tried to clean it as best as we could. But then at the end of the day, he just put the keys up and let them try to deal with it and sell it.
Okay.
I'm really confused about good stuff. No, what that advice
Bill, our producer, are you putting out just through callers who are agreeing with Tom buying a brand new car? Or is there a mix coming in?
Yeah, jump on your mic. What do you reckon?
I'd love to say there's a mix.
What, everyone's just saying go and buy a new car?
Yeah, 90%.
Really?
Is everyone high? What's going on?
Oh, okay.
Why is everyone just like wanting to spend money for some reason?
Well, apparently this is the thing
to do. Close your purse strings, Australia. Live within your means.
Hayden, should I buy a brand new car?
Oh, I don't think you should, mate, really. Yeah. My wife brought a Bruna Spark about a year ago, and we've had nothing but problems with it. It was a brand new Bruna Spark 2016 model, 17 model.
Yeah,
it's a Bruna Spark.
And we've had everything from the interior, like, lining coming off.
Yeah, but but you can run into those like,
yeah, it's not a great argument against.
That's not a reason not to buy a brand new car because you've had problems with one that you bought.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, I might have got a lemon, mate. I might have got a lemon, but I'm guaranteed that most cars that I've been around that are new cars have been probably the same thing. I know a bloke that works for Holden at Mossvale.
Yeah.
And he's pretty much come on the same page.
But old cars don't have problems.
Yeah, but that's not an argument because a new car is going to be an old car soon.
So. Mate, you heard Hayden. Shut up. Old cars don't have issues. New cars have issues.
I don't think that makes any sense.
You have issues. That's what the issue is.
Apparently not. There's a whole bunch of people. And you know how much I listen to radio advice. I mean, when I said that I was swimming a kilometre and everyone said that was shit, I started to get really bad at swimming because I would play on it in my mind.
Yeah, because 12-year-olds swim at your level.
But all this advice coming through now is saying, just buy a brand new car.
Okay, during this next song, Tom's going to go and buy a new car.
Rob?
Yeah, g'day. How are you going there, Tom and Ollie?
Good, thank you, Rob. What is your advice for brand new car purchases?
There's only one bit of advice. Buy brand new, otherwise you're buying somebody else's trash that they didn't want.
Boom! Yeah! Let's drive!
We're so full of idiot listeners. People are just dumb.
That's definitely the way to go.
Okay.
And I've also got the perfect car for you, Tom, after meeting you and getting to know you a little bit.
Okay.
I know what would suit you.
Okay. What do you reckon? What do I need?
What do you mean?
Mustang convertible, mate. You deserve it.
Mustang convertible, baby! You'll see me down the highway ripping it up in my Mustang convertible.
A couple of cowboys.
Yeah, baby.
Shutting them down.
If you've got any more car advice, send it through on Facebook or Instagram at Tom and Ollie. Twitter as well, that's where we're on. I'd love all your advice.
I reckon you want a BBC, man. A big black car.
I can do that. I can get involved with a big
black
car. Once
you go black cars, you don't go back. You know what I'm saying?
All right, shut up now. We have questions up next. Do you have a shrine? Ooh.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Tom and Ollie, they've got questions. We understand if you do too.
What the hell is that?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, during that song there, or sort of that ad break, you were just saying that
never say ad break. It's like a radio word.
During that great bit of stuff there,
yeah,
you were just saying that what a great start to the show. You've got some advice on cars.
Thank you, Triple M audience, for coming through with the goods and saying, yes, Tom, buy a car. A brand new one, you know?
You were saying lots of calls, you know, so good. People loving this kind of conversation. It's very engaging.
Yep.
I mean, it's bordering now, though, on ads because James has messaged on our Facebook page, Tom and Ollie.
Yeah.
He said, hey, guys, love the show.
Great.
If you want obligation-free advice, pop on in this week to Ferntree Gully Nissan. We're having a massive sales event for both new and owned, old pre-owned vehicles. We should have something that will suit you. Give me a message if you can.
That's funny as well because Marco says that he also works for a BMW dealer and may have a car for me, Ollie.
So what on, Tom?
He's messaged his number.
It used to be content. Now it's just ads. You've just created one big ad.
Well, all I'll say is, Ollie, if you reckon you have a good deal for a car for me, hear it here first. I'll give you a good deal on the radio.
You're going to get screwed over so hard.
Wink.
Hashtag
illegal. Cash for
That's
comment.
Illegal,
am I right? Give me a message, Tom and Ollie.
It's illegal.
a Facebook page, a Twitter, Instagram, my personal phone number, anyone.
Moving
you
on,
like.
Tom. That's enough ads. It's enough gross stuff.
Give me a good deal. I'll give you a good deal.
Oh, wow.
Weird Love Shrine's up next. It's Tom and Ollie on
jail,
Triple
mate.
M. The ARIA award-winning Gang of Youths. Go out, check those guys out. What Can I Do If the Fire Goes Out? An amazing album in Go Farther in Lightness. This is Tom and Ollie. Triple M will ask, what's your best insult without swearing? Already got some great ones coming through on Facebook, Ollie. Can you remember any of them?
Oh, so many good ones. You
look like a foot?
Yes. I bet you couldn't spell WD-40. Strange one, but yeah, good. From Jen, just simple, there is nothing nice about you. I mean, there's funnier ones than that.
Seen better heads in a trough?
In a... You're as useful as a urinal cake.
Ooh.
Well, it's pretty useful for some people.
So look, we'll be asking that very soon.
As Brittany, I bet you've got a basement. I like that because it's like you're a weirdo.
We have questions. That's what we do.
Now, Tom, I wouldn't say that I'm normally a huge fan of reality TV. And normally, you know, particularly around the start of the season of this show, Married at First Sight, I wouldn't have said I'm a huge fan.
You've been getting into this, haven't you?
My girlfriend watches it so much. She's on the catch-ups all the time on the iPad in bed. She's there. It's annoying, and I find myself watching it. And look, it's now climaxing, if you will. The show
is it over yet? When's it over?
So
it's on
I think they are doing finales of each couple, so two couples per show. One was last night, one tonight. I'm guessing one tomorrow.
They do one couple per show?
No, they do two.
Two couples
per
show?
So last night we saw Dean and Tracy, the drama-filled couple who Dean was the party boy, the playboy who played around a bit too much with another girl. And so Tracy was left feeling...
He's the villain of the show, essentially.
His Instagram literally says, I'm Dean from MAF season 5, supervillain. Which, if you're him, though, I worry. I wonder, did he just... He wouldn't know that's going to be his role.
Look, this is a whole other conversation.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
He's just...
Come on.
In the post of it, he's been... Anyway, so one of the funny parts, though, that struck my eye was the fact that in one of Tracy's sad at-home moments, you know, she said no to Dean.
I've just seen it on this sheet.
There's a photo here we're looking at now where Tracy, it's been revealed by keen observers, she's got an Oprah, almost a shrine.
It's insane.
It's a signed photo of Oprah smiling, lovely big frame to it, very shiny. And next to that, she places her photo of her and Dean.
It's very small. I mean, as Vanessa says on Twitter, I'm all about the fact Tracy's wedding photo is dwarfed by a giant signed portrait of Oprah that sits next to her bed.
Yeah, the Dean and Tracy photo is tiny, which might reflect the fact that she dumped him, by the way. So she ditched him, which was a nice moment. It was good to see Tracy take the power back there.
Yeah.
But look...
Go, sister.
I've heard what you're saying during the show, Tom. Now... Yeah. We discussed this before the show, that the Oprah shrine, it's quite funny.
Yeah.
You're saying I had a shrine?
Yeah, you have a shrine of your girlfriend.
No, I do not have a shrine. What it was back in the day when me and Sarah started dating.
Your girlfriend, yeah.
I had it was a bit of a joke where I had like a photo of her.
Oh.
And I decorated it around it. I did a bit of decorating. It's nothing...
Okay, I've got a sound effect for that.
It was a joke, and
it was
by no means over the top. No. I don't.
Has Sarah seen this? Did she see this shrine? Your girlfriend?
Yeah, I think she would have seen it. Yeah, she would have laughed about it.
Okay, well then, Sarah, I've got you on the phone now. Good evening.
Good evening, boys.
Ollie's girlfriend, Sarah, here. Sarah, did you see this shrine that Ollie had of you?
Yes, and I'd like to clarify, it was actually over a year before we started dating, Ollie.
Okay. This is where things start to be hashtag creepo.
Well, it's your wedding, it's mine, so he'll trust me because I'm on the show more than you.
It's definitely not true. So you're saying it was a joke. Sarah, what did this shrine include?
Look, it was very tasteful.
Yeah, it wasn't, because we weren't dating, if that's what you're saying. We weren't dating, so I wasn't going to have nude pictures of you, was I?
No, they were closed.
Yeah. What else did the shrine include?
There were candles. It was actually this...
The candles would have been a gag.
Yes, I think they were, but it was around television. It wasn't even like, you know, in a nice old spot. It was between old school TV and the pictures were stuck around that. And yeah, I think when you showed it to me, there were candles on the top.
There's candles?
Yeah, okay.
And it was on an old school TV, so every time you turn on the telly, you would be looking at Sarah, who's not your girlfriend, who's just a girl that you knew a year before.
I liked her. Okay, and okay, you reminded me, it was around the TV. It was like six photos around the TV. It wasn't one photo.
Sarah.
Yep.
Run now.
No, it was funny. Sarah, was it funny?
Yes, very. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. See, and that's why we're together. Because she
I get him.
Nice quiet buzzer there.
Yeah, sorry.
Could barely hear it.
That's creepy. Is there anything more to this, Ryan?
Thanks for clarifying.
Do I need to dig any more, Sarah?
No, that's pretty much the crux of it.
Oh, okay.
And is it fluttering?
It's just several strands of hair that were on the photo that, you know, and like used chewing gum next to it and
stains,
stuff.
Few stains.
Oh, God. Okay.
What, chewing gum stains?
Ew. Okay.
Thanks,
I'm going to go back to Married at First Sight now. Bye.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, Married at First Sight. More than me.
Oh, yeah, okay. 133353. Have you discovered a shrine?
Have you discovered a shrine?
Well, people who have shrines aren't going to call, are they?
Probably not. I mean, I didn't want to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you've had a shrine about you.
Yeah.
Maybe you're an out and proud shrine maker.
Either way, shrines discuss.
Even like Tracy with her Oprah shrine, maybe you've got a celeb shrine.
A celeb, a loved one. Have you discovered a shrine? Have you had a shrine?
People do it, man. It's normal. Everyone's doing it.
All right, we'll find out. 133353. Give us a call. Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Is that your head or did your neck throw up? Tom?
What's your best insult without swearing is coming up. That was Come Anytime by the Hooter Gurus. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We have questions. That's what we do on this show. And the lines are open on 133353.
Tom, you got a head like a half-sucked twisty. That is an insult.
A half-sucked twisty?
Yes. Yes, you do, my friend.
That's not a good insult. That's a boring insult.
You pasty white nipple.
Well, let's just hold a few. You know, don't...
Mate, there's a lot coming in, you pork chop. There's heaps coming through, mate.
All right, well, we're asking 133353, do you have a shrine? Have you discovered a shrine? That's right.
Man, come on, we're the shrine lovers out there. We're the Shriners.
You were watching Married at First Sight last night, Ollie. Tracy had a big shrine of Oprah Winfrey, a big old photo sitting next to her brand new photo of her and Dean, which is her TV husband. Well, no longer, anyway.
No.
But gave us a throwback to when you had a shrine a year before you started seeing your girlfriend, Sarah. You had photos of her around an old school TV, a couple of strands of her hair, chewed chewing gum on top.
No, why would there be chewing gum?
Chewing gum that she spit out. You've ruffled through the bin, you've found it, you've opened it up out of the packet, you've put it in your own mouth to warm it up again, and you've stuck it on a photo of
old chubba chup.
It's disgusting.
No, you mean you're hyping it there. But honestly, is it weird? Do you think to have just photos of a girl you like?
Should I run it through the computer and have a sound effect ready for? Oh yeah, it is. It's pretty weird.
Well, you just said no. I asked you, and you did the wrong buzzer. Yes, it is weird.
Whatever. You know, I can play any sound effect and it would make sense here. You know.
Okay. I think it's cute. It's at least flattering.
Well,
it shows interest, which is more than you've seen.
Okay, well, you and Brett can hang out, you little shrine buddies, because Brett, you've got a shrine.
Yes, I do.
Is it a love shrine, Brett, about someone you know?
Well, it is, but not about a woman.
Okay. A bit like Tom?
It was my dog.
Oh.
So I had a dog for 11 years, passed away late last year.
Oh, dog shrine. Yeah, we've been...
Got a dog shrine over here.
We're doing little gags and, you know, you've just got a... Oh, man. It's got a dead dog.
It's a freaking pet, though. Who cares?
You take
that. Yeah, but I feel more, you know, I feel sorry for myself if I had a, you know, shrine of a woman.
Would you... you think I'm sadder?
Yeah, I'd be really disappointed.
Well, what if I tell you that I made that shrine and then we started dating half a year later, so guess what? Eyes on the prize, it works.
Yeah, well, you can get charged for stalking.
All right, that's true.
You know what, Brett? I actually wholeheartedly agree that a shrine of a dead dog is way more normal than a shrine of a chick that you don't know.
I knew her. We were friends.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you?
You know that I knew her.
Yeah, it's still a bit creepy.
No one's got ever done a shrine.
Well,
mate, shrine's a common word.
Mate, Brett's the only call that we got.
Why is no one doing shrine stuff?
Because it's a freaky. It's a freaky, bro.
Well, you're dating Seth Green now from Austin Powers. Have you got a shrine for Seth?
His name's not Seth Green. No, we're not dating. We've just seen each other a few times.
Well, you're obsessed with him, so you should get a shrine.
Oh, Brett's dog.
Oh, from the grave. Not funny, don't laugh.
No, I'm not.
Well, you did.
No, I'm not. It was a prank. 133353.
I like that. Good stuff. Thanks, I got a text from Sarah, my girlfriend, just saying, yeah. Hey, look, I heard Tom teasing you. Yeah. I love you. I think the shrine was a nice thing, even if you did consummate our love by burning incense.
Have you got a shrine? Have you had a shrine? Have you found a shrine?
Come on, Shriners.
Shrine discuss. 133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Santa Monica Everclear, taking you through to 10 o'clock. Having your Monday night is a swell one. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. Asking about the best insult without swearing very soon, but the station is going to meltdown after this discovery of Ollie's creepy shrine to his girlfriend. Oh my God. Oh my God, what is that?
That's his creepy shrine.
Oh, why is there so many strange pictures of Ollie's, of a girl that Ollie knows from a year before? There's strands of hair and used chewing gum from her plastered all over an old TV.
Around the station here.
Has a whole bunch of static plays back in the background.
Station's pretty normal.
And Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon plays on repeat.
You're a weirdo. You're an absolute weirdo.
Yeah, well, you made your point. You think it's weird. But as I said before, it was love. It still is love. And she appreciates it. She respects it. She respects it.
Does she?
You heard her. Did she say she liked it?
No. Hey, Maddie, you've got an opinion on this shrine, you reckon?
Yeah, look, I don't have a shrine, but I reckon it's more of like a teenage girl crush sort of thing, like something a young girl would do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, young girls are awesome.
Oh, yeah, look, they are, but they're also a little bit creepy sometimes, stalkerish on their celeb fans.
Yeah, a bit like One Direction fangirl kind of thing.
Oh, definitely, like screaming out, definitely stalkerish.
Oh, yeah, we just realised there's a young girl who works with us here.
Okay,
look, experienced girl, Izzy, who's having a crack, good on her. She loves One Direction, and she probably has a shrine of Harry Styles, to be honest, Maddie.
And Maddie, what would you do if you discovered a shrine of you?
Ooh, I'd probably call the cops.
you'd be flattered, but you'd call the cops, wouldn't you?
No, definitely not flattered. I'd be freaked out, and I'd definitely be calling 000.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you very much for your opinion, Maddie. And the phones are always
no
open.
No one's doing shrines.
133353. No, well, we do have one person doing shrines. Work experience woman, Izzy, is in here. Hey, Izzy.
Thanks for calling me a woman.
I'd say girl.
Well, no, we're not going to say girl because it's weird with work experience in our show, especially for Naughty After Nine.
Oh, yeah.
So I always like to clarify that they are people who work in the building.
They're adults
over
who are
18.
Just doing a year 10's job.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Izzy, you have a shrine. We've just discovered this.
I don't have one.
Oh, okay. You have 1,000 shrines. How many times have you seen One Direction play?
10 times. Harry Styles, 11.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, you saw a solo show.
Yeah,
how would you describe...
How'd you find Harry's solo gear, by the way?
Hang on.
How would you describe One Direction to our Triple M audience?
Well, their earliest stuff is quite childish, but once they got into like their fourth year...
Yeah, but how would you describe the music?
Childish, you said that.
Not childish. No.
Oh, this isn't childish?
That is. Their later albums is more pop rockish.
Oh, yeah.
Pop, but more on the pop.
It is. I think Harry Styles' solo stuff's quite good. And you like it, Tom.
I do like it.
But you have a shrine of someone?
No, I had a lot of posters in my room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I had. Posters of Sarah.
Yeah. I also collected a lot of merch.
What
I would say
collect?
That I would have at least $4,000 worth of merchandise.
Oh, wow.
Was it ever like, did you ever display it and then kind of like...
Oh, it's still displayed in my room, yeah. I don't go in my room.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh.
I don't go in my room.
Yeah, because it's got a weird shrine in it.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4...
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hope you're feeling the good vibes this Monday night. Taking you through to 10. We'll, of course, do Naughty After 9 in 1 hour. We're going to go deep, I reckon. Have you been assaulted out of the blue? As well as a big O PB.
Yeah, we'll get sexy as well with some orgasm chat. I'm going to say it there. I'm not going to be too childish.
Yep.
So it's not all bad. But yeah, some serious and some sex.
Also... Have you incurred a debt on the weekend? Or at least do your mates owe you money? If they do, in around about 15 to 20 minutes, we are going to recover that debt for you in something we call Tom and Ollie Debt Collectors.
But right now, Tom, I want to give everyone a double play here of tunes because I want to give you time to go onto Facebook, Tom and Ollie, and check out some of the amazing insults we're getting.
Hang on. No, you wanted a double play. Because you wanted to go do a number two.
Oh, that's not true, Tom. That is...
Hang on. So why are you giving people a double play?
Because people
then?
Need time to go to Facebook on Tom and Ollie and read the insults that we're getting without swearing. Very creative insults. For example, Tom, you are an egg. That's from TB on Facebook. Heaps of those to come, and we'll obviously hear your insults with that swearing.
Yeah, jump on the phone now. 133353. Have you got an insult that doesn't include swearing? What's
it's about
your best?
Being creative, Tom, which you don't do a whole lot, so it's good for you to learn. All right.
What's your best insult without swearing? Chuff off, go to the toilet. Go on, mate. 133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Just back in time, Oliver. Well done. Nice,
mate. Plenty of time.
You went to the toilet and you walked straight back in with 5 seconds to go. Look at you. What kind of rock star have you turned into? Back in the day, you'd put actual effort into this show and not go and spend the songs.
I'm not the D-head who's buying a brand new car because you just feel like it.
And by the way, get in touch at Tom and Ollie on Facebook if you own a car dealership and you can get me a good deal on a brand new car. Hashtag cash for comment. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. That was Wade James. Before that, Burning Down the House live, Talking Heads.
I am so glad we're doing this right now because you are going to cop it, my friend. No. The question is, what is your best insult without swearing? It came from Reddit, Tom, which is where you find most of your content because you haven't got a brain. But there's some great stuff coming on Facebook.
Yeah. What have we got?
I don't know where to start, and the page keeps... Look, how do you feel about your mum jokes?
I only feel good about insults in general if they're all lighthearted and it's all banter.
Okay.
I just want to say that, you know.
Well, it's fair enough. I mean, I would say that I would talk rubbish behind your back sometimes, but I don't want to do that because I can't be stuffed going for a hike.
That's a way homer.
Yeah, it's good.
I really like that. Yeah, and you folded that into conversation then.
Yeah,
that was
I did. A baboon's butt would look better in that outfit. A lot of monkey bum
that's
stuff.
That's boring. That's not a very good insult.
Okay. You have a head.
My favourite is.
You have a head on you like a melted wheelie bin. Oh, it's true.
Ask me what my favourite insult is without cursing.
What's your favourite insult without swearing?
Oh, I can explain it to you.
Yeah.
But.
But. Well, you can't read now?
Damn it.
Oh, you got me, man. You really burnt me there. You suck at radio. That's my insult for you.
I thought that the comment said, I could explain it for you, but you wouldn't understand it. But this is what it says. I can only explain it to you. I can't understand it for you.
Oh, whatever it is, it's a train wreck. Please stop. Timothy says, you're as useless as a 3.5-inch floppy.
Oh, hello, Ross.
Disc.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Ross.
Hey, mate. How you going?
What's your best insult without swearing, mate?
Mate, I had a mate of mine. He used to swear in front of his children all the time.
Oh, that's good. That's not good.
No, it's not good at all. I used to take him aside and always called him a knob jockey.
Knob jockey.
It worked well. We got the message eventually.
You could say that that is nearly swearing, though.
A knob, yeah.
No, it could be a doorknob.
Yeah, well, good call.
Hey, Ross, your family tree is a cactus because everyone on it is a bit of a prick.
Oh, you know that too, do you? You know my family too.
I was pretty scared saying it.
Yeah. It's only 6 degrees, boys.
Yeah, true, Russ. Hey, Tom, here's one for you. You're so ugly that when your mama dropped you off at school, she got a fine for littering. Because you're trash.
Hey, Karen.
Hi, guys. Great show.
Ah, thanks, Karen. Great call.
Well, we'll find out. What do you got for us, Karen? What's your insult without swearing?
Okay, I like to tell people that they're a show bag.
I like show bag.
Why?
Because they're full of SH1T.
SH1T. Is that your rego plate? Karen's SH1T.
Yeah, I like Karen. Karen, you can stick around. Well done. Nice. 133353. If you've got a good insult that doesn't require swearing, then please give us a call. Please, we're not just all directing them at me, are we?
Well, you try and read one out and you stuff it. So this is how it has to work now.
Oh, no.
If you could read one out, that'd be great. I'd love to hear you insult me.
You're a cupcake.
Huh? Don't read out your dinner list, Tom. Go, come back, boom.
Okay. All right, let's go to a song. 133353. Let's reconvene after this with our best insults without swearing. Not all directed at me, please. I'd prefer that. It's Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Give us a call. Steppenwolf with Born to be Wild. If you have a debt that needs collecting, someone owes you money. We're not talking properly
You know,
we're not hitmen.
No, we're not that.
We're debt collectors.
You know, maybe a couple of rounds deep, you know, haven't been paid back to you. Then that's what we need. We need your petty debts as we are the debt collectors. Get in touch, 133353 if you reckon this is you, and we'll try and collect that debt for you in about 10 minutes' time. Right now on 133353.
What's your best insult without swearing? Got to be creative. Got to have a brain that can spin the words around. Something that Tom can't do, it seems.
That's not true.
You have a face like a kicked-in biscuit tin, Tom.
Yeah, well, pink's not your colour.
Oh, well, it is, though. That's funny. This is... Were you born on a highway? Because that's where most accidents happen. Take that. I hope you step on Lego, says Tash.
Oh, yeah.
Nice PC one there. Because the rest are pretty offensive.
Are they?
Yeah, it's a lot of your mum's underwear.
Yeah, we don't want to
wearing it around her ankles.
We don't want that. Yeah. We don't want that kind of stuff. Come on, keep it clean, keep it nice.
Not for radio, anyway.
Keep it clean, keep it nice for insults.
Now, let's get the insults flying here on 133353. Paris, why don't you give your insult to Tom, just example's sake.
Okay, great.
You're worse than a stale ham sandwich.
Yeah, Tom, you're worse than a stale ham sandwich. Paris, who do you whack that one over or with?
My boyfriend, always.
And how does he react?
Oh, not good.
Oh, really? He gets quite offended by that.
Yeah.
That's his weakness. Don't call me a stale ham sandwich.
Paris, he actually gets offended by that?
No, he doesn't.
No, he wouldn't. I wouldn't.
He's a good sport. He's a good sport.
What a crap insult.
Ryan, starting slow, Tom. It's okay. We'll build up. Okay. And good ordering by Bell, our producer there, to start slow.
Yeah.
Ryan, what's your insult without swearing? Give it to Tom.
Oh. G'day, fellas.
G'day, Ryan.
So, two weeks back, I played under 15's grand final.
All right. Nice. What sport?
Cricket.
Cool.
Yeah. And my mate, Josh, he was out there and the batsman was getting in a little bit of trouble by our best bowler.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he yells out, come on, fellas, we got him in more trouble than a pregnant nun.
Not bad for a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More trouble than a pregnant nun.
What are you doing tonight, Ryan? What's happening?
Just finished basketball training.
Oh, how was it?
Yeah, pretty good. We're in the grand final, so.
Oh, geez, that's
You've
all right.
seen more grand finals than Tom's seen just sporting games.
Don't laugh at that, Ryan.
Tom.
Yeah, we...
Schooled by a kid.
Oh, it's not the first time, is it?
No, it's not. I don't know why I read that weirdly, but...
well, remember, you know, that absolute...
Your nemesis.
My nemesis, Oscar.
What's your nemesis name?
Is it Oscar?
Oscar? No, what's his
Oscar
name,
Oscar from
Bell?
Albury. There was an Oscar from Albury who was my nemesis there for a while.
Yeah, the young kid. We'll get his name.
Yeah, okay.
DJ, what's your insult for Tom?
Hey, boys. I saw this one on the internet the other day. Mm. You couldn't pour the water out of a boot if the instructions were on the heel.
Yes, Tom.
What? You couldn't pour the water
out of a boot if the instructions were on the heel of the boot.
Yeah, it's the way home, Tom. You're dumb.
Is that because?
If there's water in the boot and the instructions on how to pour the water out are on the heel of the boot, you're already pouring the water out by trying to read it.
You're somehow managing to keep it in. Stupid. Yeah, no, now he's explained it. I was like, oh, God, he's explaining it. But then a part of him was like, oh, I do get it a bit more.
So you're in my neck of the woods then? Not really getting one.
No, I just thought it was lame.
It was obvious.
Yeah, but it's the obvious, but also it's that you could try to get the water out and you'd still keep it in. That's how dumb you are.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad we clarified because that
took
a while.
Worth clarifying. Look, a lot of them don't fall a bit flat.
They really do.
Yeah.
Do you want more?
I'll get the Your Mum ones out on Facebook. They're pretty punchy.
Do you want more? Yeah, why not? What's your best insult without swearing? Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Give us a call.
Hanky.
Okay. Arrows, Foo Fighters, Fooey's on Triple M, baby. That's what you want. And we deliver. It is a Tom and Ollie. We have questions. We'll collect your debt very soon. And then again, get into red flags of the relationship.
Yeah, if we get there, man. I mean, the insults are flowing.
Oh,
the debt's going to start being cleared pretty soon, but we'll try and get it to those red flags and relationships.
The insults that we've got coming through on our Facebook page, Tom and Ollie, they're just not suitable for radio, guys.
Some of them aren't, yeah. Can I just start by saying, though, Tom, you fell out of the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down, my friend.
Austin just says, chocolate teapot.
Simon says, your mum should have
Did you just say Simon Says? Oh, wow. Let's go home. That's the best thing that we're going to do all night.
The last word was swallowed. I'm not sure what that was about.
Oh, I'm not sure what that's about either. That's
you fine. Flaming glasses, John.
Hey, Darren.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, mate.
What's on for your night, Darren?
Nah, just taking it easy, mate.
Mate, that's the way to do it, you know. It's Monday night. Take a load off. Not literally, and just hang out.
That's it.
Hey, Darren, I guess you've got a basement.
No, I don't, but I don't
know. Oh, did you mean a dungeon, Ollie? Not a basement?
Well, I'm just reading out the comments.
Basement doesn't make any sense. Darren, what's your insult?
I'd slap this silly, but it looks like someone already beat me to it.
Oh.
How'd that feel, delivering that?
It felt pretty good. Not as good as when I done it to the woman at work and I got in a bit of strife.
Yeah, well, don't be saying that.
You use that at work. Wow, that's interesting.
Why would you do that?
How does that go down?
Yeah, because she was a bit silly.
Yeah, it's a bit silly. I think you're the person that's been slapped silly in that situation.
That's exactly right, mate. Happened a long time ago.
All right. Well, you keep relaxing, Darren, tonight, all right?
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Darren, your face looks like a drop meat pie.
Oh.
Thank you.
We'll collect your debt up next. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Where's my money? Triple M's Tom and Ollie are...
Show me the money.
The debt collectors. I want my money, man.
That's right. If you've had some kind of debt accrued across the weekend, maybe your mate didn't owe you for those rounds that you bought, or maybe... I don't know. You bought a brand new car and someone definitely... No,
you got to pay for yourself.
We don't want to do that.
I definitely bought a bottle of wine. It was a nice Pinot Noir.
Oh, yeah.
And Matt, he didn't buy his round of the bottle of wine. So, for example, we could call up Matt and get him to pay that money back. But no, that's not about us. It's about you.
133353. Do you have a bit of a petty debt that needs to be collected? If you do, 133353. Jump on that phone and we... We'll collect it for you.
We'll call a person that you give us and harass them for you live on air.
Get it like a concrete block out like they used to do in the...
Huh?
It's like they used to do in the Mafia, I'm pretty sure.
It's not a thing. It's not a thing.
Like a Sopranos episode. Anyway, 133353, get your debt collected. Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Where's my money? Triple M's Tom and Ollie are...
Show me the money. Money, money, money.
The debt collectors. I want my money, man.
It's Learning to Fly, Pink Floyd, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. And we will get to the red flags in the relationship very soon as we have questions. But as you heard there, we're collecting your debt.
Yeah, Tom, I think it sounds better if we say, now we're going to do this and then you play the sound.
Sure.
We're Tom and Ollie and we're going to recover your debt. Hit it.
Oh, okay.
Where's my money? Triple M's Tom and Ollie are...
Show me the money. Money, money, money.
The debt collectors.
Yeah, it just works. Money, man. It works better that way.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So that's how it works, basically. We are debt collectors. We are the guys who will enforce the debt that maybe a mate of yours hasn't been kind enough to follow up on. Yeah. I mean, I've got a number of friends. I could name them now. Big John owes me cash.
How much does Big John owe you?
$50.
What for?
Oh, drinks. I don't know. So, you know, and it's John. It's Big John. So I know that he's not going to pay me back for ages.
Yeah.
$50, $60.
That's insane.
You know, so that's real cash.
What a friend.
So that's cold hard cash that I haven't got because of that. So we're here to help. We know this is a common issue across Australia.
It's not, I mean, we don't.
It's an epidemic.
It's an epidemic.
It's an epidemic.
It's a bloody epidemic.
Debts between mates is an epidemic.
Epidemical proportions.
Yes, there is a nice problem in this country, but there is also a debt problem.
Jack on 133353. Thank you so much for giving us a call, mate.
No worries, mate.
Well, I mean, you should thank us, Jack, actually. Do you want to thank us?
Yeah, I should.
Do you want to thank us?
Well, not yet.
Just do you want to thank us?
Oh, yes, of course. I'd like to thank you.
No worries, Jack.
We'll get the debt first, then do the thank yous. So, Jack, what's the scenario?
Okay, so I got this mate of mine, Jackson, and like...
Jackson, right.
Yeah, he's a sort of like that. You'd always end up shouting a few beers through him over the course of a night. But anyway, about 2 years ago in year 12, I shouted him a slab and he promised me he'd pay me back. And I was like to him, this time you pay me back. And he never paid me back.
Okay, so this is a two-year-old debt here.
Yep.
Oh, okay, so he might have forgotten about this.
Oh, no, he won't.
You remind him often?
Not as often lately, but back in the day, yeah, like every day.
Now, it's important as a debt collector to get all the details, just so when I go into this hard chat with Jackson, I'm armed with details, Jack. So what, do you recall what kind of slab it was?
I think it was Melbourne Bitters.
A Melbourne Bitter, interesting choice, and a very cheap one there, but okay.
Yeah.
Beer is beer. And the occasion, was there an occasion?
I think it was an 18th.
18th, okay. All right, Jack. Well,
we've, stay on the line.
Yeah, let's stick with this. We're going to get this debt for you off Jackson.
All right, now we've got Jackson on the line now. Jackson, good evening.
Howdy.
Howdy, Jackson. You got Tom and Ollie here on your radio. You're probably wondering why we've called you.
Yeah.
Now you sound.
Hey, what are you doing right now, Jackson?
Watching a bit of YouTube.
Okay, what are you watching on YouTube?
Bit of top tens.
Top tens, just a bit of YouTube hole, are you?
Yeah, top 10 Green Day songs.
Oh, brilliant. what is the number one Green Day song?
Good riddance.
I don't know, I haven't finished it yet. I'll get the call from you guys.
So, mate, it sounds like you're not a real busy guy.
Yeah.
You got a bit of spare time on your hands.
Yeah, apparently.
What do you do for a quid, Jackson?
For a what, sir?
For a dollar. What do you do for a dollar?
Yeah, not England.
I'm an irrigation designer.
Okay.
Well, oh, wow. Okay, geez. Fancy. For a YouTube watcher of top 10 videos.
You're making a bit of cash with that,
so,
Jackson?
Oh, I'd like to think I am, but unfortunately I'm not. So. Okay.
All right.
Jackson, how would you describe yourself around your mates when you go out? What's your kind of vibe when you're heading out in the town with the friends, the lads?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
Good time guy?
Love to drink with the boys. I guess.
Yeah, okay. Mm.
Yeah, I could have guessed that you love to drink with the boys, Jackson.
Do you recall an 18th party where you were drinking Melbourne Bitters?
Oh, there would have been a few of those, I would have thought.
Yeah. Who do you know who would have, I don't know, supplied those Melbourne Bitters at that party?
Oh, at an 18th.
Yeah.
An 18th with Melbourne Bitters.
Maybe a couple of years ago.
Approximately a slab worth of Melbourne Bitters.
I don't know. Either I probably would have bought them myself, I would have thought.
Yeah, you would have liked to have thought that, wouldn't you, Jackson?
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, we have it on good authority that Jack, your dear friend, bought you that slab of Melbourne Bitters and you'd never paid him back.
Oh. I can't confirm whether this is true or not.
Mate, we've got it on real high authority, so unless you're going to deny the charges all out, we've got Jack on the line right now to confirm this is true. Jack, he's playing dumb.
Of course he is.
What do you want to say to him to wring it out of him?
Just give him money back, Sleepy.
Sleepy?
Oh, how dare you, Robbo.
Whoa, Robbo, fake name.
I was so confused. I don't know this person as Jack. I only know him as Robbo.
You only know him as Robbo, do you? Okay. And does this Robbo, is he correct in saying that you owe him $50, the value of a Melbourne Bitter slab?
Oh. I can confirm that I have paid him back for this. It did take about a year.
Why is he calling the radio, on a national radio show, to say that you still owe money?
Jackson, it's a simple question, mate. Are you going to repay your debts like a good Lannister?
Oh, look, if he's seriously gone to this effort to get $50 back from year 12,
yeah,
I'm going to pay him $50.
You going to do it?
I thought I'd already paid him $50.
Jack, the final words with you, Jack. Say the words.
What's I'm going to pay him the $50.
You going to pay? Debt collected. Don't stop, never. Oh, wow. Popped up again.
Well, it just doesn't have a bed to it, right. So I needed something high energy for it.
Jackson, you're now a cleared man, and Jack, you got a bit of cash on you.
Bloody oath.
Bit of conjecture there as to whether it was real or not, which is interesting. But hey, I'm with you, Jack.
Thank you, guys.
You never know
where this money's going to go. $50
And now debt's been settled with that. Thank you, which is nice as well. We've got our thanks. Yeah.
Thank you.
No worries. Changing lives.
Changing lives. 7 minutes of radio. Stuff.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Live, selling the drama, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Debt collectors. Ugh. So good to have another debt collected. Debt
collected. Yep, cop that. We enforce the rules.
In 7 minutes of radio?
Yeah, it did take a while, Tom.
They always say 2 minutes is the new 3 minutes. Yeah. Well, 7 minutes is the new 10 minutes.
Yeah, I did say do whatever two songs, but that's okay.
That's fine. That's fine. We're left with this opportunity.
We live and learn. You know, you live and learn, Tom.
Well, they do say that Knights is a development show.
Don't believe that.
Not on Hubble, so...
We're not on Hubble.
No.
The so, development.
I don't know how much we're developing. I feel like we'd be on Hubble if we were developing. So I'd say we're a proper radio
show. I just want to disavow anything that Tom has said and distance myself from all claims that... I don't know what you're actually saying, but it sounds like you're having a dig at someone.
I don't know.
Sounds like you're being
it does sound like I'm having a dig at someone, yeah. But there's actually no one I'm having a dig about.
Tom Petty over here.
If you would like to join the radio station, why not join up Hubble? A great way to find new talent.
You can't just join Hubble. Surely
can't you?
Surely it's a...
You can't just join Hubble?
No, you get picked. It's if you're going to be good talent, they'll pick you.
If you don't know what this is, it's like for brand new radio presenters.
If you don't know what this is, no one knows what this is.
It's a new thing for radio presenters that started up.
Yeah.
For our company, Southern Cross Austereo.
Yeah, that sure is, Tom.
Can you Google... Producer Bell, do you know the details about Hubble? What's the deal with it?
Oh, yeah, Bell. So you can submit yourself. Yes. Yeah.
Bell, have you submitted yourself?
I'm coming for you. Yes, I have. No, not yet.
You're coming for our show. You're going to try and be. No, when you have a cracker. Oh, you're gorgeous.
Not funny.
Why isn't it funny?
I'm not going to submit myself. I'm not.
Well, don't say submit myself.
Yeah, just submit myself.
I submit myself to you. Oh, what?
If you reckon you're a pretty good radio host, join Hubble. Is there a website or something?
Just Google Hubble.
Yeah. Good advice,
okay.
Bell.
Up next, Ollie, I've been entering into a brand new
car.
No.
Again.
I've been seeing someone.
Yes, okay? You have. Seth Green.
No, his name's not Seth Green.
The actor.
It's Seth.
50-year-old actor.
Different colour.
Seth Brown.
Not, okay, yes.
Sorry.
Well,
sorry.
You're saying his
That's
name.
Confusing.
Here's what's happening, though. I think there's a red flag. Oh,
tiny brain. Tiny brain.
The opposite. No, 133353. No, why did I say the phone number? Sword. Up next, I'm going to share this red flag with you. It's Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Good Hubble.
Yeah. Science fiction divinals, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine, not far away. We'll ask for your OPB, your big OPB, your orgasm personal bests. In Naughty After Nine.
Bit of a world record. No, not world record. Personal best over the weekend, Tom.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. So you don't need to echo that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it was me, not you. So you didn't do that, shit, did you? Over the weekend.
Didn't I?
We probably did shit.
Don't know about it. Okay.
We did a shit.
Okay, we are... This is not Wacky Wednesday. Ollie.
Development Let's... show, Tom. Doesn't matter what we do.
Here's the deal. I'm seeing someone new, Ollie. I'm seeing someone new, right?
Yeah, I know that, Seth.
I haven't cleared up all the radio things yet. So just be, you know, I haven't.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, when you enter into a relationship and you enter onto the radio and then you use them for the content on the radio.
Well,
and
no,
you share aspects.
7 years ago, I was single and I didn't have a radio job. So no, I've never done that. But, well, no,
but you have to get the agreement that it's okay to use their life as, you know, public.
Okay.
Content.
Well, I've already said Seth, so I'm going to keep saying Seth. It's out there.
Here's the deal, right? With Seth.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've noticed a red flag.
Oh.
Now, it's none of the ones that you think.
You've been very keen so far.
Think. I've been very keen, but Ollie...
Is it the sores?
Oh.
I don't know. Were there sores?
No. Ollie, he says lol a lot in text messages.
Loser. That's not cool.
Now, this guy.
Lol. No one says lol. Not since MSN days.
Mate, this guy is a real manly man as well. He is like more man than you or me. He's like a bit of a wrestler. You know, he's like. But he's saying lol a lot.
Like what? When you're doing a joke, he'll say lol.
Just on text message.
Is it ever a text that purely just says lol?
I'm now getting text messages from other people just saying lol. So thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
You got a boyfriend now, lol.
He'll be saying like something like, yes, very, lol, lol, KK. That was literally the five words in a row.
Lol, KK is my sister having a chat on Facebook. You don't want that.
It's most messages are starting with lol and ending in lol.
Now, for the older... You know, audience who don't know what LOL is, it means laugh out loud, but no one ever says it.
It's like Chris's laugh there. It's like...
Although mums do say it. So maybe it's an older thing that people do get.
Look, 1-3-3-5-3, just quickly, we're not going to go to a song for this, so call right now. Is there any advice that you can give me? Should I get out now? Should I say something?
Is it a red flag or is it okay? Are you overreacting?
Should I say something though? Like, should I be?
No, you can't change his text patterns. What are you going to say? I can't date you unless you stop saying lol.
Well, this is the thing. Of course not. Like, for me, this is like this is just what he does, you know. But our producer, Belle, says that is a deal breaker for me. Can you believe that?
A deal breaker?
So she would cut off a relationship because someone would write lol in a text message. Now, I'm not that low.
You're a psycho.
I'm not that low and I'm not that lol. But producer Belle.
Explain yourself. Here.
Explain yourself.
What do
you would
mean?
Cut off a relationship because somebody is saying lol.
Absolutely.
So why?
Because we're not 13 and I used to say that on MSN.
Yeah.
When I was 13.
Yeah, I know, I agree with you, but it is full on to cut someone out of your life for it.
If that's, like, my mum says lol in text, meaning lots of love.
And you've stopped dating her now?
1-3-3-5-3, just quickly, Belle, quick answer those phones because we want to get them on before Naughty After 9.
Yeah, we've got Bo.
Can we get Bo on? Yeah? No? Oh, okay. We'll keep. Well, are you going to talk to him or not?
Get him on.
Get him on.
Just chuck him on. We'll talk to him. Who cares?
God, producers out there, Ollie. Can you believe it?
Work experience, girl.
We're in here.
We've got an adult doing a year 10's job.
I know.
In work experience.
We're in here. We're trying to do stuff. Oh, we got the thumbs down.
Big thumbs down for both. Not good. No time. Okay. Bell's saying no time.
No time.
Okay. Yeah, good call.
All right, fair enough.
Well, Naughty After 9, up next.
It's totally. Tom and Ollie.
Development show.